It's me again, Hank the Cowdog. The case of the runaway windmill began in the summertime, as I recall. Yes, of course, because that's the time of year when we oil our windmills. It's one of our regular jobs on this outfit, and that's why Slim happened to be up on top of the windmill tower when it ran away. Maybe you think a windmill can't run. What makes you so sure about that? I mean, a windmill tower has four legs, right? Dogs have four legs. Dogs can run. Therefore, following the path of simple logic, we see that windmills can run too. Anyway, the mystery began in the summertime. Have we discussed the summer? Maybe not, because I'm not one to complain about life's little ups and downs. But maybe we should talk about it. I don't like the summertime. It's my least favorite time of the year. Why? Because it's hot, that's why. And the heat just does something to me. Something bad. It robs me of energy and enthusiasm. It makes me feel, well, lazy. Might as well admit it. Does that shock you? It shocks me, so let's take it back. Heads of ranch security never behave in a lazy manner. So I couldn't possibly have been feeling lazy. I was worn out, let us say, from days and days and weeks of endless work protecting my ranch against villains and monsters. And the heat didn't help at all. There, that's better. I wasn't feeling lazy. It was in July, as I recall, the latter part of July. I had begun the day with big plans and a full schedule. But as the morning gave way to afternoon, I found myself losing focus and dragging around until I more or less coasted to a stop in front of the machine shed. It had turned into one of those burning hot July days. Locusts were droning, heat waves danced on the horizon, flies were tormenting my ears. Where do flies get their energy? If it's too hot for a dog to move, why isn't it too hot for the flies? It doesn't seem fair, and I hate them. They were driving me nuts. I lay there, resting, panting for air, trying not to move, and they were buzzing all around my head, biting my ears, crawling up my nose. I lifted my lips and growled. That should have warned them. But did they take the hint? Oh, no. Flies don't take hints. They have no respect for age or wisdom, rank or position or anything else. Tell a fly that you've devoted your life to selfless service to your ranch and see if he cares. He won't, I can tell you. They didn't take the hint when I lifted my lips. So I went into a routine we call ear flicking. The purpose of ear flicking is to conserve energy. The theory behind it is fairly simple. If we can disrupt the plans of a hateful fly by flicking an ear, it will allow the rest of our body to remain motionless, thus conserving our precious reserves of energy. It's a good routine and it ought to work. In the early part of the summer, it does work, but something happens to flies as the summer progresses. They get bolder, more aggressive, more overbearing and obnoxious. An ear flick that works in May won't cut bait in the middle of July. I soon realized that ear flicking wasn't going to give me the results I wanted, so I summoned up a burst of energy and took a snap at one of the flies. Got the little creep. Shot him right out of the sky. That brought me some satisfaction, but then I realized that he was still alive and buzzing around inside my mouth. This left me with a new problem. He was tickling the tongue-ary region of my mouth. This was a problem because it's not easy to scratch your tongue. In fact, it's impossible, and this presented me with an unpleasant choice. Would I allow the fly to go on disrupting my mouth? Or would I... Sorry, but I can't go on. This fly is driving me nuts. Can you come back later? Good. Thanks.